Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Oh, hey. Oh. I bet that looked really natural, really good.
What did you do?
Because I was worrying about how we look when the cameras come on, when we're just sitting here while that little sound introduction thing is playing. Just then, I was talking to Lindsay while that was playing, and then looked up and it's like, oh, it's, and I was just gibberish.
Oh,
but the best.
And I was saying, oh, look, we're on. Oh, now, hi. Oh.
The best part about this whole thing was I was sending an email, so I was looking at my phone and he was talking to me and I really thought you were trying to tell me something. So I looked up and I thought, why is he talking? What are you saying? But now I get it, so.
So, duh.
Yeah. But it looked better than our normal womp
really?
Womp, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
You're womp womp.
I never experienced this because of my superior athleticism, you know, that was bred into me from day one, you know. I was a born athlete. But a lot of people talk about what the feeling is when you get picked last in gym class or something to be on a team or whatever. I can only imagine what that feels like. Seriously, can only imagine because it never, ever would have happened to me. But people have gone on the Reddit and said what the adult version of that is.
Oh.
You know, the adult version of getting picked last for a game in PE.
Okay.
Getting invited out to be the designated driver.
Oh.
I never looked at it like that, but yeah. I guess that is true. They're like, you're the least fun. You can be DD.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been the DD, so I don't know.
Yeah, what is that like?
I don't know. What does that even mean?
Friends wanting you are wanting a group photo and handing you the phone.
Oh, that's not nice.
That would be the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the DD thing doesn't really resonate, but that.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's no. Just mean. That's even
I
mean.
Usually offer to be the photographer in a group photo.
Yeah, I would
right.
Too.
No, it never works.
Never.
Yeah.
No, you've got to be in it.
Used to pull that all the time when we would take a show photo. I'll take it. Well, no, you're the main character here.
Don't like to be in it. I'm just too shy, y'all.
Yeah.
Friends, let's see. People talking about party plans in front of you but not inviting you.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, that's not cool either.
See, that's why I don't talk to anybody.
It's best.
Just reasons like that. Everybody going out for lunch at work but not asking you to join.
Okay. Mean.
What about the person, though? Everybody's going out to lunch, and there's always one person that you really want to go, and you go overboard to invite them and make sure they know they're wanted, but they never go.
Hmm.
That's like making everybody else feel like the last person picked in gym class.
Right.
Like you just think you're too good, you don't like anybody.
Yeah.
You're a loner with a boner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of flipping the script on it.
Mm-hmm. Riggins.
TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you guys.
Finding out your friends went out of town without calling or texting you. Mm. Oh, went out on the town. I'm sorry. Went out on the town. Well, you didn't, it's just another you didn't get invited.
Yeah.
Or when your friend who lives out of town comes back for a week and doesn't bother to tell you. That's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah, if you've got a friend that used to live here and they come back to town for a week visit and they don't even let you know they're in town to say hi for anything. Almost like they go out of their way to tell everybody else, don't let her know I was in town.
Yeah. I normally don't mind that.
Yeah, that seems like a little overly sensitive. Like, yeah. Am I supposed to include you in all my plans because we were friends and I'm in your general area? I don't know.
It depends on how close you are, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
You know? Yeah, maybe if it's like your ultimate all-time best friend.
Yeah.
Being sat at the randoms table at a wedding, that's just she didn't get a date or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or would they sit you and your date at a random? I don't know what that is. I don't know what a randoms table is.
I don't either. Maybe like the kids table. I don't know.
Being invited to an event on the day it's happening in an event that has clearly been planned for weeks or months.
That doesn't bother me because I'm like, ooh, busy. Sorry. Should have told me sooner. You would have let me know
just 2 weeks ago. I would have been open.
Yeah.
When you're the one who always has to drop behind when the path is too narrow for three.
Oh, no. Love that.
Yeah, that's a woman thing.
And what path are you walking on?
I mean, if you're walking on a greenway or something, I guess.
I don't do that.
Nobody eating your dish at the potluck.
That's
a good one.
That would be hurtful.
Yeah.
You would not like that. That would really.
I'd be like, what's wrong with these people?
Although, how many potlucks are you going to?
Yeah, not many, but.
You're right.
Yeah.
But if I did.
If you did, sure.
Would you make a scene?
No. I wouldn't. Because I would just figure that they're too stupid to be my friends from then on out.
Right.
You know?
You're so dumb.
Oh.
You don't get culinary experience.
Yeah, you don't know what good food is. When you've met someone multiple times, but they still say, hey, nice to meet you. That's just a social shortcoming on their part. Mm-hmm. Not anything to do with you should feel bad about that, being picked last. They're just a little bit too self-centered. Being single for the greater part of your adult life, but not by choice. That's too deep.
Yeah.
Being seated at the kids' table. All right. I've heard that to death. It's like, leave the toilet seat down. Well, you leave it up. Being picked last at the pickleball courts.
Pick me last.
That's exactly what it's like because that's what it is.
Right.
What is the adult version of not? Okay, pickleball.
Just swap out Red Rover or whatever, dodgeball. Yeah.
And then somebody said being picked last at the swingers event. Oh, that Reddit.
You're funny.
They bring out some jewels, don't they? Little colossal jewels of brilliance. But how often, Lindsay, does it happen where somebody in a group of women feels slighted? Like, how often are you talking to just women or hearing about women in your social circle? Not close friends necessarily, but everybody included in your social circle. Mm-hmm. How often are you hearing that somebody feels like they got slighted?
Usually, I'll know in my social setting, in any part of my life, I'll know one person that always feels slighted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And right now I currently know one friend that feels like she's not invited to things. And
yeah, because you know that even that small group of three women on White Lotus,
mm-hmm.
There's the one, and you can see from the very first episode that she feels like she's always being slighted and you know, things don't work out for her and all this kind of stuff. Because I know that women, Riggins, you know, they place so much emphasis on having friends that support them. Mm. You know, that's the first thing a modern woman will say about when she's complimenting her husband or boyfriend, her husband or serious boyfriend. He's very supportive of me. Not he loves me. Not he's got all these other good qualities or, you know, he's this or that. He supports me. That's so big. So if a woman feels slighted, no matter how ridiculous it is, if her friends aren't supportive of that, then it's gone. The friendship's gone. It's a huge deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like if you said to a guy, like when you said, yeah, so the cashier at Publix asking me if I'm having a picnic because of what I'm buying, just ring it up. You don't need to be in my business asking me what I'm, a guy would go, well, that wasn't that bad. It just got all over me. Women, if they say that,
What
the friend who feels slighted, if the friend said, I can't believe that woman was asking me what I was going to do with my groceries. And then one of her friends said, oh, that's no big deal. She's probably just trying to be nice.
How dare you?
Yeah. You're supposed to be supportive. No matter how ridiculous you may think that my complaint is, you're supposed to be supportive because you're my friend. That's what friends do.
Well, I got news for you.
They're supportive.
I totally agree with that. If I'm complaining, I don't want to hear it. Somebody go, no, I don't think you were right there. It's
like, but you wouldn't say we're not friends.
I might. I'll be honest, I would.
Yeah, you probably
would. I'd be like, I don't want to talk to you no more.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes women are trained in their relationships, like you're saying, to just say it whether we think it or not. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, oh my God. And then I like get in the car and I'm like, what the hell?
Right. Because everybody has to feel validated.
Sure.
When life isn't that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know which ones you need to say that to mm-hmm. keep the peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know good and damn well when they get in their car, they're going to call people who weren't there. Say, let me tell you what just happened to me in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da.
Yep.
Mom, listen to this. You know, it's just a constant, you know, keeping stuff going when it's a little thing.
And I, for one, have never felt slighted when not invited to stuff because I just simply don't want to go. So that's the good news about being this type of personality. Granted, I have to do a lot of stuff I don't want to do, but I also don't ever feel like, oh, I wish they would have invited me. No, I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah. You know?
So, you're not one where they go, well, why are you upset? You wouldn't have gone to that anyway. Yeah, but it would have been nice to be invited.
Yeah, never. Because I'm like, if you would have invited me, I'd feel obligated to go. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in a situation where I don't even want to be there. I'm tired. Yeah. I could have napped, you know.
Well, you know, my little friend Jenny is that way. Mm-hmm. People know not to invite her to things because she goes to so little.
Oh yeah.
You know, about then, and it's like they will say, well, I would love for her to come, but I'm not going to invite her because she doesn't want to be invited. And I know her well enough to know that she doesn't want to be invited.
Right.
But she won't go anyway.
Right.
She would just not go.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, but I don't want to put her in that position to where she has to avoid me because she's not coming.
Right. But I like that that's her true self. Like, uh-huh. I kind of put on the opposite, like a front. Like, my friends think I want to go.
Yeah.
And maybe it's better to be like that, where you're just upfront and honest, mm-hmm. like, I didn't want to go.
Better than just being fake.
Yeah.
And well, acting like you want to go.
Yeah, like, oh, this is
I'm telling you straight up, I don't want to go.
Yeah. I can appreciate that.
She'll go, you know I don't do shit.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't do shit like that.
Yeah.
What time is it? Oh, it's at 10 on Saturday? No, I can't. You know, I can't do that.
you know I can't do that. Why? Because you're not awake? No, I just don't want to go.
Yeah, she hates funerals so much that it's not just like where everybody goes, I hate funerals. Mm-hmm. Well, who loves them?
Nobody. You know,
like that. I mean, she really, and I think part of it is because she doesn't want anybody to see her getting emotional.
Mm.
You know, she's too... You know, too stern on the outside for anybody to see her get sad or cry or whatever. But yeah, she, if my funeral were tomorrow, she probably wouldn't come. And she'd say, Jody, you know not to invite me to that shit. I don't do that shit.
Now, have you ever seen her cry?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't picture that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen her.
Hmm.
I went upside that head.
I've
kind of
hit her.
No. No, I'm kidding. She'll cry over an animal really fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When, like if she just sacrificed it.
Oh,
God. isn't that fun?
More extra funny next.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
So I know y'all have been in situations where you were riding in a limousine, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Have you ever had, every time you've been in a limousine, has it been a chauffeur, like a man?
Yeah.
Who's a chauffeur?
Mm-hmm.
Never a woman?
No.
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Because a woman chauffeur is called a chauffeuse. Chauffeuse.
Oh, interesting.
Chauffeuse.
I just picture that might be toxic masculinity. I just think of chauffeur and I think of a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe like an older guy too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Never really see women chauffeuses.
Chauffeuse.
Oh, I don't even want to say that. Chauffeuse.
Chauffeuse.
Oui, oui.
And I wonder, if they even know that that's what they're called.
I doubt it.
No.
Never heard that word in my life. Yeah.
See, they probably just think they're called lesbians.
God.
I'm kidding about that, but that is, I mean, you would, I think if you go to the school to be a chauffeur, that you should know what chauffeuse means.
Yeah.
They should teach you all that.
It's probably in the book. Do you have to go to school to do that?
You have to take I think you have to have a special class and certification. I know you have to have a certification on your license.
Man. You just don't see that many limos anymore. Limos fell off so hard in the last couple of years. I don't know why, but yeah, you just don't see
them. Was it because of Uber? I mean, if someone wanted to do like a classy thing, they would get like an Uber XL.
Yeah, or like a big, you see them switched out for like, like a big Denali or a Tahoe or whatever they call them.
Yeah, I think it was Rihanna and them, that group of celebrities in that year, those years, stopped using limos and would use SUVs. You know, and that's where it came, because then limos looked to young people as old.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, about the time the G-Wagon came out and all that stuff. And then those, what do you call those buses? Those, they're like Mercedes buses.
Oh, yeah. And, Sprinters.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a lot of celebrities use those and stuff. So
what about a party bus?
Yeah.
Party, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hells yeah.
Stripper pole in it.
Mm-hmm.
You remember those?
Yeah, sure.
Ugh.
And I remember the limos. That's when like Britney Spears was getting out and Lindsay Lohan, they're showing their panties. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that played into it at all.
Yeah.
And showing their no panties.
Sometimes no panties.
Mm-hmm.
With them two, it was always no panties.
No panty. And Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
With no panty.
But it's weird getting out of a limo. You kind of have to do like a certain kind of roll to get in and out.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of awkward.
Like a side roll?
Yeah, kind of like the roll, yeah.
But yeah, I guess you don't see very many limos.
You never see them. Maybe around prom season they start popping up on occasion. But even then, it's like stretch Hummers and stretch whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm trying to think all the times when we would use that limo company.
Silver.
What was it? And we would use for small town adventures.
Yeah.
It was always an SUV.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't any type of special SUV. It was just, you know, an SUV with the seats in the back like you would normally have.
Oh, it wasn't built like a...
No, it wasn't built like a limo or anything.
Did it have the separator?
No.
It didn't. Okay.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, it was just a chauffeured SUV.
Yeah. You know? I always think
you need. I don't need all that others.
No, the separator's weird too.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to. We can say hey.
Yeah, and I think, but that's how like you got away with like smoking pot or drinking in there, right? You have to have the separator for the drinking aspect of it.
Oh, maybe.
I always thought that was like what that was about. You know,
maybe so. Open container.
Like an open container. Yeah. It had to be separated.
That could be.
I think in our state of North Carolina, you are allowed to have an open container in the vehicle if the vehicle is being driven by a licensed chauffeur.
Oh, okay.
Good to know.
Yeah, so as a passenger vehicle. Now, I guess, you know, if your best friend's a chauffeur and it's his day off, and y'all jump, you know, in his Jeep and take off and you're drinking in the passenger seat. I don't know if that would count.
Yeah.
Like it would if you were in a chauffeured transport vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So probably not in the front seat either. Yeah. Is, you know.
I don't know.
Sounds like you've said that line to a cop before, though. In our state.
Yeah.
Passengers may have an open container.
Yeah. In the state of North Carolina.
But I never get that anyway. That's so stupid. The what? Open container situation. Why is that a law? The law should be if you're drinking and inebriated, that's the law. Who cares what the passengers are doing?
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, they should be able to sit anywhere in the vehicle and drink themselves silly.
Right.
As long as the driver is not doing it.
Good point.
I'm on board with that.
And the driver should be able to drive around with an open bottle of whiskey in the, you know, or an open beer in the cup holder, as long as he's not drinking it.
Right.
Why is that a law?
Isn't there like a law about it can't be within arm's reach or something? Like it just got some like states so have like, that.
Yeah.
Like it can't be within arm's reach. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that's stupid. And the whole open container thing is stupid too. And, yeah. You know, have I ever told you how they combat that in Louisiana, Lindsay?
No.
Well, you know, they have those drive-through liquor places.
Uh-huh.
And they're not just where you go and order frozen margaritas and daiquiris and stuff. I mean, they'll do full cocktails to go, package liquor, mm-hmm. beer, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a full service liquor store and bar.
Mm-hmm.
So when they hand you your cocktail through the window, they hand you it's in a styrofoam cup and it has a lid on it. And then the straw is on top of it.
Okay.
So when they hand it to you to relieve themselves of reliability, to relieve themselves of liability, they are not giving you an open container. Once you decide to put the straw in it, then that's what becomes the open container.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Genius.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't care what you do after they give it to you, obviously.
No, the liquor store, then they're not liable for whatever you do after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's not like they're handing you the drink with the straw in it. Sure. So you can immediately start drinking, which is stupid anyway. Yeah. That it has to come down to that little bit of a loophole.
Yeah.
You know?
So is the law assuming you're going to take it home or?
Yeah.
Or, I've never been to one. This is mind blowing.
Yeah. Or you're going to take it home or it's just for the passengers in the vehicle.
Okay.
And if they're going to be drinking it, then it's them that it is they who are breaking the open container law.
Gotcha.
Not the establishment for selling it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because typically people would just put the straw in. Yeah, the whole thing is, I don't know. It's cool, though. Why don't we have those?
Well.
You know.
Yeah, so you can drive up, order into the speaker, like at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they have a whole menu of cocktails that they can make, frozen or on the rocks. And then, like, you can get one order we had in the car one time was a large Crown and Coke Icy, a large margarita, frozen margarita, a Captain Morgan and Diet Coke, and a 12-pack of beer and a bottle of Captain Morgan.
Amazing.
Yeah. All handed through the window.
So cool.
Yeah. That's freedom.
That's freedom right there, yeah. Because we're, what states are they in?
I think it's just Louisiana and Florida, maybe. Oh. And I don't know that Florida's drive-through daiquiri places and all that are as full service as Louisiana. Hmm. But it was invented in Louisiana.
Okay. Well, they're geniuses is what they are.
Yeah.
It's never been said before. I love that.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Get the latest Extra Funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In three, two, one.
This is TJ and Riggins.